Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A couple are now under house arrest after refusing to sign a COVID-19 quarantine agreement. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, this is just like another example of our conversation sounds like something in another country, a communist country. But here we are in Louisville, Kentucky, talking about this.
Yeah, this couple, it's amazing. It's a young husband and wife. They have a young baby. And the woman, Elizabeth Lynn Scott, she wanted to go visit her parents. So before she visited her parents, she decided she was going to get a COVID test. She didn't have any symptoms. So she got a COVID test, and to her surprise, she tested positive. She still doesn't have any symptoms, and neither does her husband or her little baby. And so she got a call, and it was the local authorities. We want you to sign this COVID-19 quarantine agreement. She looks at the agreement. It has some concerning languages in there. She says, I'll self-quarantine. I was going to do that anyway. No problem with that. The whole family will self-quarantine. But I can't sign this document because I've got some concerns with the way it's worded. Well, when they heard that from this woman, even though she's saying, I'll self-quarantine, don't worry about that, but I can't sign this document because of some of the language in it, they said, well, this is going to become escalated. Well, indeed, it has become escalated because one day, shortly after that, there was a knock on the door. The husband went to answer the door, and there were eight deputies. Eight. This was not a drug raid. This was not a criminal enterprise. They didn't have weapons that they were fearful of. Eight deputies showed up, plus a health department official, all masked up. They arrived in five separate vehicles. The husband's answering the door. These people come in, and they again insist that both she and her husband, because, you know, they're in the same household, sign the quarantine agreement.
And again, she never refused to self-quarantine.
Right.
She just would not sign the form.
Exactly. So what happens is they say, all right, then you're going to have to wear an ankle bracelet.
Like a prisoner.
Yeah, and so they have ankle bracelets on now.
Like prisoners.
The husband and wife have ankle bracelets on. And they're going to go off with an alarm if they travel more than 200 feet from their home. So if they walk around their block on the sidewalk and they get 200 feet from their home, then it's going to go off. And guess what? Some law enforcement, some government agency will come there and try to enforce this situation.
So they can't go to work, they can't go to the store, they couldn't go to church, they can't leave.
No, they have to call and get permission.
With no symptoms.
To go anywhere. And so here's what the problem was with this order that they were asked to sign, this agreement. Under the agreement, you can't travel anywhere unless you get permission. You can't use public transportation, you can't use even an ambulance without permission. And so the mother says, we've got a little baby. What happens if I need to take her to the emergency room or one of us have to go to the emergency room? Well, you've got to call the government bureaucrat and you have to get permission.
What if permission. It's in the middle of the night?
I know. What if, and, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Are they going to be, what if it's on the weekend? There's nobody there to answer the phone. What if it's even during the work hours when the government official's there? And you get this, if you want to reach this person, press 1. If you want to reach this, press 2. If you want to reach this, press 3. What about 4, 5, and 6? If you don't have any of those, press 0 or wait on the line. So you wait and wait and wait. Somebody, some voice answers and says, I'm sorry, all of our people are busy, but you can leave your message and we'll call back. Well, wait a minute. I've got to go to the emergency room. That's why she wouldn't sign it. It makes sense.
Of course.
And the reason, you know, We actually had Holly in the Maryville Baptist Church case, where the people went to Easter service, and the governor sent out his agents, and they gave notices of quarantine for every car that was in the parking lot, even those that were in their car for the Easter service, parking lot service.
Right.
That was on Sunday, Easter Sunday.
And then in the mail, they got
then,
a letter.
On Thursday of that week, they got a letter from the governor. You've got to sign this quarantine agreement. It's probably the same identical quarantine agreement. You got to sign this quarantine agreement. And what it said was, you have to quarantine for 14 days, stay in your home.
Have your temperature taken every day.
At the same,
same time.
Report it to the authorities. And here was the kicker, you can't travel and without permission, prior permission. You also cannot use any public transportation. You can't use even any other carrier like an ambulance without permission.
So you are a
prisoner. Was the problem that this mother rightfully raised.
Right. She said, we didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong, which they didn't. She was even proactive about getting tested. She didn't have to do that. And then now they've made them prisoners.
Yeah. So the husband says, you know, the county sheriff greeted him at the front door. He says, I opened the door and there's 8 different people, 5 different cars. And I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy in a suit with a mask is there. It's the health department guy, he says. And they have 3 papers for us, for me, for my wife, and for my daughter. I mean, I'm telling you, we've got a photograph right here. This daughter is probably a few months old. Mm-hmm. I don't think she can't be even 6 months old. So you've got a form for this little baby, and you want us to sign something? And part of it is I can't leave the house without calling and getting prior permission.
So our First Amendment rights don't stop during this whole corona issue, do they?
No, they don't. You know, this is the outrageous thing. Now, this is the low-tech tracking. So they say, well, this woman doesn't have COVID. She doesn't have symptoms.
Right.
Husband doesn't have symptoms. Nobody has symptoms. She just went down to get a voluntary test.
On her own.
On her own. Because she just wanted to make sure she doesn't have any COVID before she goes and visits her parents.
Right.
Now, in retrospect, she might have thought twice. I don't know. But the fact is, just because you go out and get a COVID test or you test positive or you're, quote, presumptively positive, which we know what that means. It means that there's no test, but somebody presumes you're positive because you're in contact with someone who supposedly is positive.
And, of course, the accuracy of the tests aren't very high either.
The CDC just came out with something and said 50% of one of their certain kinds of tests are inaccurate, that they have both false positives and false negatives, 50%. That's 1 out of every 2 tests of this particular kind of test that has been used around the country are inaccurate.
Of course, Florida's been in the news because of all, you know, they say all these increase of cases. Well, you also look at the increase of inaccurate tests and the bad things that are going on with that.
Well, and also what you see is somebody does get tested positive, and for every time they get tested or retested, that's considered a separate case. So, for example, in one person, I only know one person within the last 6 weeks or so that has tested positive for COVID. Only know one person in Florida. So for all of you outside of Florida, I know you're concerned about us because it looks like in the media everybody is dropping down with COVID. That's not the case.
No,
it's the media. I get calls and say, are you all right? Yeah, we're fine. What's wrong?
They
well, we're
the
seeing
numbers.
All these things in Florida about COVID. Kind of like when a hurricane hits a little part of Florida, we get calls and say, are you all okay? Yeah, we're fine. We got a 15-mile-an-hour wind here or so. And a little rain, but we're fine.
Which we appreciate the concern,
yeah,
but you have
that.
To look at
but
the facts.
The media overblows it. And so
yeah.
In this particular case, the one person got tested with a rapid test and then the longer test. That's 2 tests. They both come back positive. That means that those are 2 separate cases, although it's one person. Then in order to go back to work, she has to get retested. So she gets retested after 14 days, still positive. No symptoms at this point. That's number 3. She has to get retested so that it's negative before she can go back to work. Every one of those tests are counted as a brand new test. No wonder why these numbers are exaggerated. But this is absolutely shocking. And wait until a vaccine comes and they want to trace and track you with some electronic device. This will be writ large over the country. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776.